dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer-engineer Derek Stenson. And our phone lines are open, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the number you need to know to call us, whether you want to talk about something in the world of sports or whether you need to win something. All the things we're giving away here on the show the last couple of weeks, plus the Dent Popper inbox is open for your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Kelsey Griffin joins us on the program at the bottom of the hour, the All-American candidate for the University of Nebraska, our weekly Loper Link segment. Oh, indoor track. Let's talk that today. Let's talk indoor. It's so much nicer. Brady Bonzel's going to join us in a couple of minutes as well. Kind of a quiet time, don't you think, Tony? Isn't it a quiet time?
Yeah, it's tough, I think, for a lot of people. It's a transition time. And, yeah, the basketball's been on, but people have been in football mode still until you whittle it down to when there's only four teams remaining. I think everybody's taking that transition time. There's things happening in Big 12. You know, Kansas State knocking off Texas gives us something to talk about. Jim Calhoun, you know, it gives you something to talk about. Australian Open, are people really interested in that here? It gives you something to talk about.
Well, again, if the thing about the Australian Open is if you're a late-night person or an early-morning person, it's on live. There was a great match between Del Potro and James Blake, 10-8 in the fifth. Blake gets eliminated. One of those things where two guys are playing in the second round that shouldn't be playing each other in the second round. Bad draw, bad seeding. I thought when we got to these 32 seeds, we didn't have to run into this kind of thing anymore. And how that happened, I don't know. If you got two guys that make it to the quarterfinals and semifinals of Grand Slam events and have done it more than a couple of times, they should never have to face off in the first couple of rounds. They're not coming off a long rehab stint, nothing like that. It's not like Justine Henin where she's getting back in and you're going to get a bad draw if you go against somebody that's won a few Grand Slams on the women's side. But she wins. Blake is out. You're right. Here's the deal. You know that it's slow. This time comes every year because you're sitting there on the weekend, you're waiting for football, or you're waiting for basketball, and you're going, you know, there's 340-some Division I college men's and women's basketball programs. How in the world is there not a game on? Why are they showing me the world's strongest man on ESPN? It's not the Deuce. It's not Classic. It's like the realest. And then you get like, here's the key, Daddy. Here's the key when you know it's slow. Figure skating. Figure skating shows up on the major networks. Get ready, because it's already happening. It's already happening.
They got a chance, though you're speaking a little Australian, though, but got a chance to see the second set of Serena and Venus in the doubles last night. An absolute beatdown. I think it was 6-1, 6-2 or something. They're going to be tough to beat.
Okay, see, now this just pops up my head. You know, folks, if there's nothing going on, go out and watch some sports. Go watch a high school game. If you're sitting at home watching second round Venus and Serena Australian Open doubles, you're a loser, all right? L-O-Z-E-R, loser.
Just
go watch some basketball. Even though the weather wasn't great last night, there was basketball in the area. There's wrestling going on. There's the track going on we're going to talk about with Brady Bonzel here in just a second. UNK activities when they're around. Hastings College is home tonight. Come on, people. There are things to do. If you're that weird in the sports frame of mind that you want to go watch, and you can pick whatever you want. Maybe some people just don't like the NFL. But they would like to go watch, you know, a college basketball or volleyball game. Go do it.
Brass Wesley, Hastings, getting it on
tonight. That's going on tonight. So it's about all that's going on tonight, and hopefully it will because of the weather. But it's time now to talk a little UNK Loper Athletics, brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th, open with your textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear. Stop by today or check them out at thecollegestore.com. Get online, thecollegestore.com. And for you UNO graduates, you spell the, T-H-E, thecollegestore.com, and check them out across the street from the Health and Sports Center. Also brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans, and we welcome in Brady Bonzel. Coach, good morning.
How are you doing?
We're doing okay. Is it track time? I mean, is it the track weather? It's good to be indoor this time?
It's always track weather.
So. Track, cross country, a lot going on.
You realize that here in Kearney because the high school kids, the packs around town,
right.
It doesn't matter what time of year, what time of day you're out, as long as school's not going on, there's kids running all over.
Yeah, I was thinking about that over Christmas break, actually. I was driving around town on one of those horrendous days, and it just kind of crossed my mind when it's like that. It really shouldn't ever be a matter of if I'm going to work out today. It's how am I going to get it done? And you know, amazingly so. I mean, we had a lot of track athletes that, you know, you go home, you maybe don't have facilities for the more technique-specific events. You know, the distance runners, they just have to deal with cold. But I was pretty amazed and pleasantly surprised with how much work they were able to get done, because it was the worst Christmas break that we've had around here in 10 or 15 years.
Tough to get out and tough to really do anything. And facility-wise, you can only run up and down the stairs so many times.
That's right, yep.
Tell us, catch everybody up where we're at right now in the season. A lot of people, I think, and us included, when it starts to warm up, we're used to the outdoor track season. But the indoor track season is I think, in some ways, a whole different animal here.
Yeah, it really is a whole different animal. And even of the meets we go to, if you look at our schedule, because we're trying to accommodate everybody on our team, about half of our meets are in Lincoln and half are in Kearney. And the meets in Lincoln, they've got a banked 200-meter track. It's very good for the events where you're running around a curve, so anything from the 200 on up. The meets we have at home, really, our facility is the best long jump, triple jump, straightaway sprints and hurdles facility in the state. So, we're just kind of getting started. Just finished off with a meet in Lincoln, turn around and have a meet here at home. And I know for our sprinters and jumpers in particular, and I think our throwers too, we expect some really good marks this weekend.
Brady, how big of an advantage does that give you over the competition when they have to show up in Kearney and maybe don't have those facilities?
I don't know if it's necessarily an advantage over the competition. It's just you're in track, particularly for your national qualifying type athletes, you're trying to find them that right opportunity to qualify for nationals, to get a time or a distance or whatever it is. And sometimes that has to do with having the right competition, and literally sometimes it's the facility itself. So we know that within our conference, and at least within this part of the country, we know, you know, if you're a long and triple jumper, where do you have to, you know, where do you go to have your best opportunity to get that done? And if you're a 800-meter runner, where do you go to have your best opportunity to get that done? And so we have to schedule accordingly. And even I remember last year we had a situation where we had an All-American who wasn't qualified yet in the long jump, and we had our place is a great place to jump. We had a meet, but because of weather, we had to cancel. And so we turned around the next week, and we had a meet on our schedule in one place, but we sent her someplace else knowing that she would get a good mark in that place. And so we just have to be aware of those things.
Brady Bonzel joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're talking to UNK Track on this week's Loper Link segment. That is one of the advantages when we had Damon Day in a couple times in the last week. You have a chance to reschedule or just schedule. It's a whole lot different than volleyball or football or basketball, where the schedule set, you'll move people around. You might have two or three different places in one weekend where you're sending kids. Is that hard? Is it a pain? Is it easy? Is that the way you like it?
Well, from a scheduling standpoint, I mean, those are always the more logistically complicated weekends. But you're doing what you need to do to be able to have everybody competing where they should be and how well they should be at the end of the year. Where they should be, meaning are they competing at the conference meet for us or at the national meet? And then also, as you're going through the season, it is different than the team sports where, I mean, every time you compete, it matters. But in a sense, for us, it's really the very end of the season that really matters.
Yeah.
So,
we've got favorite basketball players. We've got favorite football players. A favorite track athlete of mine, Bryson Malbert.
Sure, yeah.
Transferred from Doan.
Yep.
How's Bryson doing?
You know, Bryson's doing a good job. It's always a transition, I think, when you go from one place to the other. And, you know, his decision to transfer really had nothing. It was not track-related.
Right.
It was simply he wanted to go to a bigger school. And so, he had a very good season, a very good indoor season for Doan last year, I think, was dinged up a little through the outdoor season. He's making the transition here. And we, That's one of those phone calls you get excited about in the middle of the summer. I think I was mowing my lawn when I got that phone call, but that was a good one.
We take a look at, it's always the same when we're talking to you or Andy or whatever the case may be, very strong when it comes to field events, throws. Mm-hmm. Kelly, of course, did so well in the jumps and things like that. You've got Sam Murphy that's preseason all-conference, Jesse Golden on the girls' side, Dane Toby, Spencer Huff. Who are some other kids that have already emerged or look like maybe they could be here at the end of the season?
Yeah, one of the people that didn't make the preseason all-conference team was Alan Osborne, who was an All-American for us both indoors and outdoors last year in the hurdles as a freshman, so the 60-meter hurdles indoors and the 110s outdoors. So Alan, definitely. Alex Paul from Gothenburg in the 400. Alex is one of those guys that, you know, he's going to have to run really well to qualify for the national meet, but he's someone who could run well enough to get on the national list at least this year. Was second at the outdoor conference meet in the 400, and he's an exciting one. On the women's side, Christy Bauer, you know, a freshman high jumper from Pleasanton, very good. She's one that really stands out. I'm not sure if you mentioned Jesse Golden.
Yep, Jesse.
But, you know, yeah, she's a returning national qualifier for us, and she had ankle surgery in the fall, and I think is still kind of struggling coming back from that, but she's competing, and I think she'll be fine, but it's just a process of getting better.
Brady, you got kids that want to do well in the indoor. There's nationals. It's not a lot different than the same format that you have for the outdoor season.
Mm-hmm.
Do you consider the indoor season the preseason for the outdoor, or do you definitely take it as two different events, seasons?
Well, there's the pragmatic side, and there's the philosophical side. Philosophically...
Hold on, Tony.
I got to write those down.
Yeah,
get pragmatic.
Pragmatic would be P-R-A... philosophically, I consider outdoors more important. Pragmatically, we live in the Midwest. We're a small school that doesn't have the budget to travel all over the place in the spring. So you may deal with really horrendous weather all spring and struggle getting those students the opportunities to get their qualifying marks, say, for nationals. Indoors, you have perfect weather every time. So even though from a philosophical standpoint, I personally consider outdoors to be more important. Really, for us, we treat them equally because of the pragmatic side of it, of we do know. You know, when we go to a place, whether it's our facility or going to Lincoln to a meet, or we'll go to Doan to a meet as well, or Colorado Mines for conference, we know exactly what we're getting when we go there. When we schedule a meet at Fort Hays the first weekend in April, you know a day ahead of time what you're getting when you get there.
Brady, do you know going in, or you, obviously everybody's got goals, but to be an All-American, that seems to be the goal of this deal, to get as many kids advanced to that meet as possible. Going in, and there's kids that can improve faster, and I understand all that, but realistically, is there a number that you guys have set, men and women side, to get qualified?
Oh, I think if we were just talking, Andy Meyer and I were just talking about that yesterday, and we felt... like if things went really well, 5 or 6 men and probably 4 or 5 women for this indoors this year anyway, as far as qualifying goes. And, you know, that's another philosophical deal in track is, yes, it's about – a lot of times you're setting up meets to set things up for that handful that are looking to qualify for nationals. But from a team standpoint, and really what the most important thing is for 95% of the people on any college track team is the conference meet. And so one is the more probably team-oriented and the other is the more individual oriented, and granted, those great individuals are part of doing really well at a conference meet. But our goal with our program is to have as balanced a team as we can across all event areas, try to do really well at the conference meet, and we always assume that if we do that, then we're going to have people qualifying for nationals as well.
Just like anybody, we need fast kids. We need some fast kids. Yeah. We got some throwers, we got some leapers, we got some jumpers. We need some sprinters. We need to find a couple more sprinters. And, of course, as Brady said, the conference is almost like a mini-national. Adams State and Western State have been so, so strong for so long. Before we let you get out of here, we want to talk a little bit more about this weekend. What should folks expect? Mm-hmm. Give them the details for this weekend.
Yeah, the field events will be starting at 9:30, running events starting, I believe, at 10 after that. It won't be quite as big as in the past, but Fort Hays is coming to it. Barton County, who's traditionally, probably every sport about Barton County. Do they have school at Barton County? Anyway, they're sending some athletes up. And then there are some smaller colleges around sending some. There's a few unattached athletes that are pretty good that are going to be competing. Typically, this has been probably our bigger meet. with our smaller meet being the one in February, and that's, for whatever reason, kind of reversed this year as other teams were scheduling. But it's always a big weekend for us for our alumni. We consider the Charlie Foster meet our big alumni weekend, and so there's an alumni reunion. We've got about 100 people RSVP'd for that. We've talked to our students about that, about this is the alumni week. You've got those people are going to be back here, and they came to watch you because they were a part of this, you know, and they have sweat equity in this program, and so they're really concerned and about how you do and want to see you do well. So I think that alone makes it an exciting time.
Brady, in layman's terms, explain the unattached athlete for somebody that doesn't understand the track.
Oh, yeah. Unattached is, you know, in track, if someone's redshirting, they can still compete. Just in our case, if we have someone redshirting, they compete. They don't do it in a UNK uniform. And it can still be their redshirt season. So a freshman could compete in a whole bunch of meets unattached, but then next year just be a redshirt freshman, except, you know, say in football, you don't get to play when that happens, or in one of those sports. And then unattached is also, say, when someone is a post-collegiate athlete, still looking for, you know, when I ran out of college, oftentimes I would find a meet such as this sort of as a tune-up meet to maybe go to some bigger meet, you know, where I was going to travel to some other part of the country. And so those, a lot of times, they're either unattached, or if they're sponsored, then it'll say, you know, Nike, Adidas, or whoever their sponsor is by their name.
You know, when Coach Meyer goes out and still chucks at about 200, you know, when nobody's paying attention.
And I'm going to write down philosophical, too, as soon as I can spell it.
How about sweat equity?
Yeah.
I think that's something you're going to have this afternoon when you're doing basketball again. Brady, we appreciate you coming in and chatting with us. We'll get a lot of folks out to the Charlie Foster. I know UNK is on the road this weekend with a lot of activities, so track is home and a chance to go out and support the Lopers. So best of luck. We'll hope we can talk to you again soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
You bet. Our Loper Link for the week, Brady Bonzel joining us. Don't forget that's going on Saturday at Lovely UNK, and our Loper Link brought to you by Russ Smith and the folks at CharterWest National Bank, where they offer all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And, of course, the College Store, 1420 West 24th, with your textbooks. They're the cheapest textbooks. You're just getting back into school, and you're going, guess I do have to buy that textbook. I can't just slide through. Well, they've got
it. It is the third week. It's time to buy a book.
Well, second week. The cheapest textbooks guarantee. Ask the manager for details. You can always shop online at thecollegestore.com. Kelsey Griffin of the University of Nebraska, women's basketball team, and a lot more coming up. Stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle, CharterWest National Bank.
You can go anywhere in the world from Kearney Regional Airport. When you hop to Denver via convenient commuter flights, you can skip the long drive, big parking fees, and maybe even an overnight stay, and fly anywhere you want to go from Denver, one of the most connected airports in the world. Visit www.flycarney.com for more information. Hop, skip, fly. It all starts at the Kearney Regional Airport.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-948-5099. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-948-5091. That's 1-800-948-5091. 1-800-948-5091.
The NBA on ESPN Radio. Kobe. LeBron.
Oh, and LeBron, a throwdown. Flashing
LeBron,
in from the right
LeBron,
wing.
Kobe. What?
Like you need anything more than that?
And the shot blocked from behind by Bryant. Kobe races the other way and drops it in with two.
The Lakers and the Cavs.
Catch all the action Thursday at 6:15 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A winter weather advisory continues in effect early on through the days. We'll still see that slight chance for freezing drizzle, possibly mixed with a little rain or snow through midday mainly. Temperatures climb the upper 30s with an east wind at 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad you're along with us. Why Nebraska? Kelsey Griffin's going to join us. Why would the men and the women both have the entire week off? It's not dead week. It's not finals week. And you want to blame the scheduling? Fine. Get somebody in here. You want to play one of those putzes? Get them in here. This is your chance. There's nothing going on. There's nothing going on. For the men and the women to both have the entire week off, it's too bad. It's too bad. I mean,
practice.
Yeah, you get to practice, but you know what? Practice beating up on South Dakota.
Yeah, I totally agree, Doug. And you know, you said the same deal with UNK. I totally agree with going 1,100 miles. Find somebody to play that next day so you get two games. Find somebody to play this week.
It's too bad. Hastings College is home tonight. Take on Nebraska Wesleyan. You can hear the games on 1230 AM KHAS. And those get underway. Women at 6, men at 8. The women looking for their 20th win. They'd be the first team to 20 wins since the rankings came out. There's three or four there at the top that have 19. They're looking to go 20-2. And you can hear those games again tonight, 1230 KHAS. Caitlin Petrie, the Nebraska Division II Women's Basketball Player of the Week. You know, she leads the RMAC in scoring at over 18 a game. She had 30 points, was it 9 rebounds and 8 assists at Western New Mexico. Unfortunately, they got beat. But she is leading the RMAC at 18.3 points per game, the Kearney Catholic graduate UNK transfer. Other UNK news is we finish up our Loper Link for the day. Marty Usman is the wrestler of the week. He went 6-0 last week. He's the only one that won against Division I Oklahoma, and he continues to roll along. The Lopers are on the road at the Jamboree at Central Missouri this weekend. Also, preseason RMAC, softball, baseball. I don't think this was out before Damon was in yesterday. They're picked fifth. Weren't they third last year? Picked co-third or something like that, and then they're fifth this year. I thought we were expecting bigger and better things.
Slow starts. I mean, I really think people remember those slow starts, and it probably factors in when you're filling out that ballot.
Well, they've got Regis picked to go ahead of them. Regis didn't have a very good year last year. Mesa State's picked to win the conference, followed by New Mexico Highlands, Colorado State, Pueblo, Regis, and then UNK, followed by Metro, Colorado Mines, and Colorado Christian. Blake Cover and Jared Lushen are preseason all-conference. Lushen is a unanimous preseason selection. And the softball team, 12 schools play softball in the RMAC. The Lopers picked to finish eighth. Fourth in the East Division, and I think that's where they were last year, just sneaking into the tournament. Cassie Keck, the third baseman, is a preseason all-conference selection.
Let's go, Holly. Let's get him going.
888-455-ESPN, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget, the coldest beer in town is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, located on the north end of the bricks. New additions are being made. Come on in and check out the new layout. You'll see that they are getting better and better every day. Really, they've had some of this reconstruction and new portion of the bar open for a little bit of time here, and hearing a lot of great things about it. Don't forget, with the big sports weekend coming up, they've got the best sports viewing set up in town. Crowds, TVs everywhere. I'm not even sure, is there a wall in there? Is it brick? Is it painted? I don't know, because there's like TVs everywhere. Big screens, HDs, they're all over the place. Wherever you're at, you can watch whatever game you want, including the NFL playoffs and any college or NBA basketball. Cunningham's guaranteeing the coldest beer in town, 32 degrees or less. You don't need anything to tell you that. You'll be able to taste it. Come on out and enjoy a great evening, whether it's tonight, tomorrow, this weekend, or all of them, with your friends at Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. Well, the Nebraska women's basketball team, an amazing start to this basketball season. They are 3-0 in the conference. 3-0 against teams that were ranked in the top 25. They have ascended to number 7 in the Associated Press basketball rankings this week.
Six in the coaches,
but they go up 4 in the AP, they go up 3 in the coaches, and they are off until Saturday when they get an early rise against Kansas State. And one of the reasons that Nebraska has done so well, not just this year but throughout her career, is the All-American candidate Kelsey Griffin. And I'm fired up about this. Coming back from yesterday off, looking forward to talking to Kelsey Griffin, who joins us live from Lincoln this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kelsey, good morning, and thanks for giving us some time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Are we getting you out of class at least?
No, I had class actually at 9:30 this morning, so I just missed it. You guys just missed it.
Kelsey, how fun has this run been? Do you guys have time to know that you're having fun, or is it more of a you're going to work every day attitude? Has it been just as fun as you could have ever imagined playing basketball?
Oh, absolutely. You know, sitting out last year, getting a whole new appreciation for the game, coming back, being able to play with these girls that I've played with for 4 years, it's just awesome. I couldn't ask for anything more.
Kelsey, you had an injury that it's not like you could stay in shape and get up and down the court and shoot baskets. It was a foot injury. You weren't able to do any of that, were you?
No, I wasn't. I tried to rehab back for about 2 months. And it just wasn't getting any better. And so then I had my first surgery in December, on December 5th. And then I rehabbed back from that. Ended up needing another surgery on May 28th, around there. Maybe it was more like May 21st, somewhere in there. And then rehabbed back from that. And then I finally started workouts here this last August.
Kelsey Griffin out of Eagle River, Alaska, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, our All-American candidate for the university. We talked with Coach Yori at the beginning of the year. We talked with Matt Coatney last week, the voice of the Husker women's basketball team, about the silver lining to your injury. I guess if you're going to find any good out of it, is that maybe that's what has set up this start to the season. Do you view it as that? Did you ever think that this point would come when you had to sit out all that time?
Yeah, I really believe everything happens for a reason, and I think this is one of those instances where I was actually able to appreciate what that reason is. Sometimes it's hard to find the reason, but I really am so thankful for this opportunity that I'm getting to play with these girls, this team, with this feeling this year. And I really don't think it would have been the same last year, and I'm just super excited. I definitely believe it happened for a reason, but I mean, there's also, it was hard while it was happening, it was hard to handle, but now that I'm here, I'm super excited.
Kelsey, you go back to your redshirt year, did you ever think that the second most popular athlete on campus next to Ndamukong Suh would be Kelsey Griffin?
No, I never would have imagined.
What's it been like, Kelsey? I mean, obviously now you're people like us, more newspaper time, more television time. You're being put on all these awards lists. I know when we talked to Ndamukong, you know, it was just a college kid trying to play a little ball. Is this overwhelming? Is it enjoyable? Has it hit home yet?
You know, it's enjoyable to an extent. You know, it can be a little overwhelming trying to balance everything, but really, you know, Coach Ory has given me some great advice, and that's just to stay focused on what's gotten me to this point, what's gotten our team to this point. And so that's really what I'm trying to do. It's nice being able to get Nebraska women's basketball's name out there. Hopefully we can get some more fans, which is awesome and helps us at home. But beyond that, I'm just really excited to be playing with these girls, and we've worked really hard to get to where we're at. We deserve it. And I'm excited about it, but we still have a long ways to go. We still have to keep practicing well and taking it one game at a time.
Kelsey, I'd venture to guess that no Nebraska women's basketball team ever has started the season dreaming of being national champions. Not even this one. You're sitting at number 6 in the land.
Absolutely.
Has there ever been a time where you guys have maybe had to reassess some goals and say, you know what, screw the Big 12 title, we want a bigger trophy?
Well, I think what's gotten us to right here is the fact that our goals were set as realistic goals. But our biggest goal was to be a great practicing team, is to be a great practicing team. And because of our off season and the way we put together our preseason practicing, conditioning workouts, getting in the gym, shooting so we can make those open shots, I think that's really set us up to where we are now. And so I think we don't want to start reevaluating things. I think we just want to keep doing what we've been trying to do. It's obviously been working, so why fix it if it's not broken, right?
Well, hopefully keep rolling along. Kelsey Griffin is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for another couple minutes. All-American candidate for the Huskers. They're up to number 6 and 7 in the land. They host Kansas State coming up on Saturday. But I'm going to tell you what, Kelsey, we watch football on Sunday. And when we've got 8 or 9 or 10 televisions at our favorite place to watch football, and 2 or 3 of them are on the Nebraska women's basketball game at Baylor, that tells you a little bit about how far this team has come. The game, as you mentioned, you've touched on your teammates here a couple times. I'll get to that in a moment. But what's it like playing against the Eiffel Tower in Brittany Griner?
She's a great player. I'm super excited to where she's going to take women's basketball. I think she's definitely going to elevate it. You have to elevate when you play against her. As far as the game plan and just my mindset going in, I knew that she's not only 6'8", but she's a good basketball player. She's got the hands, she's got the touch around the basket, she can get up and down the floor and move. And so with that aspect, I knew it wasn't probably going to be my most productive night on offense. And so, I mean, I went in trying to be productive, but it's just hard. She takes up the paint. And even on the outside, she alters her shot and her ability to close the gap, the distance, and get up there and get a hand to challenge her shot. It's just amazing. And so I really just tried to do what my team needed for a W. I knew Corey was going to hit down her shots like she did. Vonnie was going to make big shots. Kayla played great defense, made some key points. Same with Cole. I mean, Catherine Redmond played some good defense. It was just a team win, and that's what's so exciting and so hard to guard our team is because we generally try to make team wins. That's how we've been playing and beating teams, and so that's what I think is making us so much of a stronger team this year.
Kelsey, I think maybe one of the greatest compliments one can receive is they elevate everyone else's game around them. When you hear that said about you, what does that comment mean to you?
I'm really excited. That's what I want. I want people to like playing with me more than anything else. I want it to be fun and people have fun and want to play with me. And it's not something where I go out and on any given night I'm trying to get 20 and 10 or trying to have this play happen or do this. I want to enjoy the time, the games left I have with these girls that I put so much time and energy and commitment into this Husker Women's program with. And it makes me excited. If that's how people feel, if that's what people see, that's awesome. That's what I'm trying to accomplish.
Kelsey Griffin with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Since we haven't ever had a chance to have Kelsey on the show or talk to her, I got to ask you, Kelsey, how does one become so good out of Alaska, and then tell me a little bit about how you ended up at Nebraska.
Chris Duhon did it.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Kelsey Griffin did it.
There's kids up there that have done some things. There's some Palin woman running around the country from Alaska, too. But it's, you know, I mean, kids from
I don't answer questions about her. She gets to do that for herself.
Kids from Nebraska get the same kind of guff, you know. Well, God, there's only like one or two good kids a year that come out of the state. Well, what's it like in Alaska? What's it like playing high school basketball in Alaska?
It's hard. It's hard to get exposure. It's hard. But there actually is. I mean, I feel when I played and a few years before I got there, there was quite a bit of talent. Like, there was several people that went Division I. Wasn't necessarily always some of the best schools, but there were a few girls, like you said, that would come out almost every year. As of late, it's been a little slower, like there isn't quite as much talent, but it's hard to get exposed because no college coaches come and watch, fly all the way up there to watch high school games, and so you really have to put on some of your best basketball in that month that you'll travel for AAU. And so it was funny when I came here and I heard girls that have been getting recruited since, you know, 8th grade, 9th grade, committed by their sophomore year of college. Sophomore year of high school. I hadn't even gotten a letter until my junior year of high school. And so it's definitely a little different experience than I think people have down here in the Lower 48. But as far as Nebraska goes, I narrowed my choices down to Michigan State, Arizona State, and Nebraska. And went on all my visits, and Coach Ory was by far the coach that was the most real with me, let me know exactly where I stood, what she saw me being able to do in the program, and her honesty was really hit home. It was so refreshing throughout the recruiting process, and then the team was great, and it just kind of happened. It just clicked.
Doug, her nickname is Mo. Eskimo. those crazy girls down there. See, that's, you know, they have some fun with it. Obviously, not an Eskimo. You don't come from an igloo. Everybody's got that perception. Yeah, can you go back a couple years ago, Kelsey, when Connie Yori's yelling at you and on somebody's butt? Have you saw a kinder, gentler side of Coach Yori this year when you're putting up the W's?
She's great. The one thing about Coach Yori is that I've really come to appreciate is you know exactly where you stand. Like, you don't, there's no games, there's no mind games, there's no telling you good job when you aren't doing a good job or getting on you when you are doing a good job. She gives it to you as is, and the older I get, the more I appreciate that. You know, it's hard coming in your freshman year. I mean, coaches have yelled, but not quite to the, you know, I would say intensity, the intensity that she brings. I've never been coached by someone who's as intense of a coach as she is, but as I've gotten older and appreciated what she's doing and know that she genuinely cares about each one of us, it's just refreshing. She's a great coach, and, you know, I really appreciate what she's been able to do, the player she's turned me into.
But did you ever think, this lady's nuts, have her get off my back?
I won't comment on that one.
Well, Kelsey, we'll let you get back to your day of being a student, and we look forward to watching the progression, and hopefully we can talk to you again a couple of times before you become a big star in the WNBA, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Kelsey. Kelsey Griffin joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, Nebraska's All-American candidate. That was good stuff. You know, it's amazing. When we talk to Ndamukong Suh, you talk to Kelsey Griffin, they're just kids. They haven't been influenced by the big money and by the business aspect of sports yet, and they still enjoy it, and they're good, and they don't flaunt it. They don't talk about how good they are. She's got some great teammates, and if she didn't have some great teammates, they would have lost at Baylor on Saturday, but Turner and Montgomery stepped up and had season-high games, 22 and 18 points apiece when they're chucking up all those threes, and if it wasn't for Corey Montgomery, this team would have been in big trouble last year.
The last All-American for Nebraska women's basketball was who?
Karen Jennings, right?
The early 90s?
Yeah, 92, 93. Wasn't that the deal? Yeah, Big Red and Mo.
Yeah.
Big Red and Mo. Good to have them. Great to have them. Well, let's see. What's today? Anybody?
Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday? $5 burger night at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island, and not just some thing. It's not just something that they say, hey, let's suck these people in and we'll give them like 1/16th ounce of a patty.
No, you get the same burger on the menu.
Yeah, you're just picking it off the menu. You want the Totally Jacked Burger, the Mushroom Burger, the Cheeseburger, the Bacon Burger. It's all right there. Every Wednesday from 5 to 10, just $5, only at the Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island. They welcome you in. If you're not into the burgers, well, you can have anything else off the menu, the Chislicks, the chicken wings. You put one of their dozen or more great sauces on it. You'll enjoy that. If you're taking the family out, they've got pizza. They've got all the hors d'oeuvre, or the appetizers, I should say. They've got wings. Oh, they're so good. And, of course, salad if you're just doing for a light lunch as well. They've got lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night, and, of course, all of your favorite sports on their numerous high-definition televisions throughout the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Basketball. Or figure skating. But whatever you want to watch, it's on at the Chicken Coop. And don't forget, tonight, $5 burger night. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174. or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
A winter weather advisory continues in effect early on through the days. We'll still see that slight chance for freezing drizzle, possibly mixed with a little rain or snow through midday mainly. Temperatures climb the upper 30s with an east wind at 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Some basketball being rescheduled from the area last night. Go ahead and shoot me an email or give us a call if you're one of the athletic directors in the area and want to let us know when your games are rescheduled. Minden-St. Paul, that should be a great battle. They're going to make that up on Monday. Well, okay, I'll be there. All right, I'm going to do the game. I'll be there. I'll be there Monday. Also, Ravenna-Sutton, they're going to make it up tomorrow night. Ravenna Sutton going to make it up tomorrow night. Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic.
You start to see these teams.
They're having problems. They may not make that up. I'm getting information that they are not being able to find a date where they can do this. And I've looked at the schedules here, and I'm going, come on, man. There's plenty of open dates. Plenty of open dates. They may get to play the boys' game, but after, I mean, the last week of the season when it's open a little bit. But the problem is Centennial Conference Tournament is next week. Then the Lou Platt is the following week, and then you're into the last week of the regular season for the girls. You know what? Tomorrow's open. I think it is. But that's, you know, whatever they come to, whatever they do, whatever they play. And I know Central Catholic's getting ready for their big battle with Adams Central. That's what happens this time of the year with weather. If they do find a date to put that on, we'll try and get it to you as well.
I'd like to see these quality opponents matching up together this time of year, and with wild card points being so important, find it interesting. Some of these games not being made up. One coach saying, boy, that's just not a good night. You know, they don't want to play some teams for some reason.
Shouldn't be an option. Should not be an option. You know, I guess they're high school kids. I don't know. I'm not... out of jealousy, I guess, or that we want to see them play. I mean, I want to see Grand Island Central Catholic girls again. They're on a roll. They are on a roll, and I want to see them play again, and they would be definitely tested against the Stars. And I guess, on the boys' side, you know, Central Catholic tend to be a favorite in that ball game, but it's always enjoyable to watch those teams play.
Mostly the top-tier teams want to match up and want to have those wild card points. It's when you get a team that's facing a lower-tiered opponent that... too busy to get that one in.
Folks, don't forget that we still have some people that are on as super fans for our ESPN Superstation Sun Heat and Schroeder's Smoke Foods Pick'em Contest. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com. All the rules are there. All you need to do is, and here's the deal. You now know who's in the AFC and the NFC Championship. So all you have to do is predict how many points they'll win by. But then you also want to make your prediction on the Super Bowl. Our tiebreaker is earliest entries. We still got about 30 people that are in there right now. A lot of people made some predictions early on. around, and some of them have been bounced, but all you have to do is go and find all the information. I mean, we're talking about Sun Heat heaters. Some are for a room. Some are for the big baby, the $600 that's going to, like, take care of the entire floor. Also, the prime rib Super Bowl bundle, $225 platter with baked beans and all the food and potatoes, feeds up to 15 people. Who wouldn't want that from Schroeder Smoked Food? Get signed up today. All you have to do is email your prediction to superfan@espnsuperstation.com. All the information is available on our website at espnsuperstation.com. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
What do a soldier's mom and an award-winning artist have in common? Like over a million Americans, both used LegalZoom for their important legal documents. From wills to living trusts to incorporations, make a New Year's resolution to save time and money on virtually all your legal documents at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, but was started by top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction. And for even more savings, enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
And now for your halftime entertainment, the Tabasco Singing Pepperoni.
It's a magical concoction that's more than just heat. Tabasco blends with cheese and all your toppings and meat.
Shake, 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 shake.
Others mask the flavor, this sauce amplifies our two. Make sure you try Tabasco on your pizza real soon. So much more than hot.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
More exciting high school sports action comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Thursday on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Sandy Creek hits the road to take on Blue Hill. Girls at 6, boys at 7:45. On Classic Hits, 98.9 Thursday, Gibbon is at Amherst at 6:15 and 8. And Saturday, we bring you the finals of the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament from Adams Central at 3. It's all coming your way this week.
A winter weather advisory continues in effect early on through the days. We'll still see that slight chance for freezing drizzle, possibly mixed with a little rain or snow through midday mainly. Temperatures climb the upper 30s with an east wind at 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
And Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Where are you going today?
Overton.
Maybe we should talk to him.
A little.
On the show tomorrow. They're state rated. What do you think? You going to snag me Jay Stare for the show tomorrow?
Could probably do that.
Jay, Daddy's coming for you. They beat Elwood last night. You know, and then there's the games you wish. God, I just look at a boys' game, 76-72. That's all I got to see and go, yeah, I wish we'd have been able to see that. Amherst Shelton did that last night. And you know what? Shout out to the St. Cecilia girls. They got beat. They were ahead part of the game. Bellevue East did come out, ended up 53-48. Two things emerged from that. Bellevue, a lot of teams can compete with Class A when it comes, especially on the girls' side. I think that's always, and it has been for a long time here, and this has been talked about in many circles. Class A never wants to believe it. They say that these teams couldn't play a Class A schedule. I'll tell you what, some years, Class A, it just isn't that deep. There's 32 teams, and you can throw half of them sometimes right out of the right out of the bucket there. So congratulations, St. Cecilia. Yeah, they got beat, and they got beat at home, but played Class A competition. Very tough. And, you know, that's just the whole thing there is an interesting deal. I wish we could see a little bit more of that. I understand why Class A doesn't want to do it. You don't want to get beat by somebody in Class C. I understand that, yet you want to find good competition. And there's plenty of good competition in Class A and Class B.
Does that penalize you that bad to even win a game versus a Class C opponent?
The problem is the state's setting it up so it's getting worse instead of better, and I can see why, and the reason that the school flat out escapes me here that plays nobody. Well, Lutheran High Northeast in volleyball, there was the case that they went into the state volleyball tournament in C1 unbeaten and played nobody in C1. I don't know, maybe one match against somebody in C1. The problem is sometimes, and where we're at with these schools now, and then you get to the consolidation, all of a sudden you got a school that is D1, thinks it's going to be D1, then they get bumped to C2. I mean, Loup City's a perfect example. Burwell's a perfect example. Burwell drops out of the Loup Platte Conference, and, well, where are we going to go? Well, we're going to go to the Goldenrod. Instead of being a small school, the smallest school in a pretty decent big conference numbers-wise, we're going to be the big fish. Then all of a sudden, somehow they're not D1. They get bumped to C2 here for a year. Well, now they're playing a lot of D2 schools, and what do you do? I mean, that's just the way it is. You might be C2 by three kids, but it's just killing you on wild card points, and it's killing you in public opinion, and it's probably hurting you a little bit in competition as well. I mean, C2, some schools play some Bs. Well, Burwell ain't playing any Bs. And there's some schools like, you look at a Loup City, all of a sudden, how in the hell are they D1? You know, they've been C1, C2 forever. Now all of a sudden they're D1, and if their boys can overcome some injuries, this is one of those teams that's going to take advantage of wild card points because everybody they play, outside of one or two teams, is C1, C2.
I guess I would like to see a couple more teams that maybe don't have that. Well, every year we're going to this holiday tournament, and they're locked in from now until 2027. We're going to rotate it around to those four schools. You know, I'd like to see teams that have promising, you know, junior high, you know, that know, you can usually tell, hey, I think we're going to be pretty competitive in a couple, 3 years, unless kids move or, you know, somebody gets sick or whatnot. But if you leave those open and can match up, you know, a year, two ahead, I think that would be great for high school basketball as well.
Yeah. It sounds great in theory. But let's face it, the smaller the school, the more work an AD has to do, and that is probably on the back burner of things. This is my schedule. This is our conference. We've played on these dates for years. Let's keep it that way. Every year there's going to be one or two you got to move around because either somebody comes in or out of your conference. There's a consolidation. You need to find a spot. You need to move a game. Yeah, that's all great, but it's tough to do when you want to do a holiday tournament. And people, they're starting to do it more. They're starting to do it more. I mean, Broken Bow's been coming up to Minden here for a couple of years. I see that they're wanting to start their own holiday tournament. Why wouldn't you? Everybody would love to host a holiday tournament. But you got to have three other schools come in with you. And so it's got to be kind of a big powwow. You know, I can see you pick up your phone and go, yeah, the tournament at Fort Calhoun has been great, but the teams are slipping. We want to get out of there, or our teams slip a little bit. We'd like to find a little more competition. Northwest, their holiday tournament, they've done that for a number of years. They have had so many different schools compete there, and, you know, it's fun to do, hard to do, but if somebody, you know, it would undertake what they do with the football scheduling for the NSAA. It would take somebody to be able to do that kind of thing. And we'll just see. We'll see. People are trying, I think, a little bit more than they used to because coaches want that to happen as well. Hey, we want to thank Kelsey Griffin, All-American from the University of Nebraska, for joining us to talk a little women's hoops on the show today. And Loper track coach Brady Bonzel, cross-country coach as well, for joining us on the show today.
Hey, we'll see you at 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.